where Jesus would take all the ways that we've blown it onto Himself, and He would become the sin issue, He'd become the sin problem, and He would do away with that once and for all. He would do away with that whole system so that we, by faith in what He accomplished and what He and the Father accomplished there on the cross, on our behalf, we might enjoy being safe in His presence no matter our weaknesses, no matter our failures, that we could just be right where we are and allow Him to love us. Knowing Him, knowing that it is not going to be the law that's going to produce holiness in us. It's going to be love. It's going to be us experiencing the power of His love for us. It's going to drive out that fear and give us a desire to walk with Him. So Jesus' death on the cross satisfied God's justice. But if that's all that you see, okay, Jesus did what it takes to make sure that I could be forgiven. And if that's all that you see there, then you will miss out on the power of the cross to transform your life. Because that was an expression of love for you. That was an expression of His love and His value that He placed on you. His affection for you. For you. For God so loved the whole world. Yes, but sometimes that's a little general. It's you. It's got to be personal. And then it begins to transform us. So it's that act of love that allows you to feel perfectly safe in His presence. Peter, he had a fear that his own failures were going to keep him from really just enjoying everything that Christ had paid for. But Jesus pushed it out with His love. So I want us to turn over now to another writing of John. This is in the first letter of John, chapter 4. First John 4. Verse 7, he said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He's given us His Spirit." He actually lives in us now. "And we've seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in Him and He in God. So, we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in Him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us." The verses that just I want to focus on here, going back to verse 16. "So we've come to know and to believe the love that God has for us." My question is, has that been settled for you? Have you come to an experience in your life where that question of, does God love me? How does God feel about me? Has that been settled in your life? Because if you have, really receive that love, you can't help but share that with others. Every year, the Southern Baptist Convention, the reports come, we have got to do a better job of sharing the gospel with others. We're losing numbers. We're losing people. We've got to do a better job. Every year, the same thing. My dad and I were camping out this week, and we were talking about that. And I said, Dad, I think the problem is it's a cart before the horse issue. Because what this message we've been giving is, if we will conform to God's ways, then we will feel closer to Him. But what happens when we are focused on our performance, when we blow it, because we will, it drives us away from Him. We don't feel intimate with Him. We don't feel like we can be in His presence. But it's being in His presence, being in an experience of His love for us and being secure in that, no matter how bad we're blowing it, is what's going to change us from the inside out and allow us to share with others that God loves you right where you are. You don't have to do anything to be loved by Him. He just does. Will you receive it? And we've got a choice to make. We all have a choice to make. Are we going to continue to make our life about our performance and us trying to do something that we can never do? And that's to earn His love, to earn His approval, earn His affection. Or are we going to be open to saying, Lord, here I am. I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'm not going to keep score anymore because You're not keeping score. So Lord, would You just teach me? Would You show me how You love me? John says here, so we've come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. He says, by this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also are we in this world. There's no fear in love. He says, love and fear cannot coexist. He says, but perfect love casts out fear, pushes it out. Just like light dispels darkness. For fear has to do with punishment. What John is saying there is that there's a new order of things. We're in a different place on this side of the cross. We don't live in fear of judgment anymore. Christ has taken care of that. Now we can be in His presence. Now we can enjoy feeling safe right where we are as we are and let Him do the work in us. For fear has to do with judgment. There's no place for fear anymore. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us. So my encouragement to you is to do what I'm doing right now. I'm looking at my life and I'm saying, Lord, I know that there's some places in my life where I am not fully grasping how much You love us. As we sang earlier, it's vast as the ocean, so it's not like we can ever fully grasp it. There's always more to be experienced. There's always more to be received. Always more to swim in. So the question that I want you to take to the Lord is, Lord, how as you're struggling with something, maybe it's something, maybe you're thinking about something that you've done. Maybe you're thinking about something you just can't seem to get over. Maybe you're thinking about something that was done to you and what that says about you. Maybe you're thinking just about ways that you were loved or not loved well by others and what that might say about you. As you take all those questions to the Lord, say, Lord, what is it that I'm not understanding about how You see me, Your affection for me? And just a simple prayer, Lord, will You reveal to me how You feel about me? And then to watch. That is a prayer that Your perfect Heavenly Father longs to answer for you. He longs for you to know how much He loves you. He longs for you to experience the fullness of that and to enjoy walking with Him again, feeling safe right where you are. And so maybe that's a prayer that He will answer in a day. Maybe it will be in a month. Maybe it will take a couple of years. But whatever it is, just take the pressure off of that and keep on pursuing that question. Lord, would You show me how You love me? Because it's not going to ever happen with You trying to get it right in order to earn His love, to feel loved. It's always going to be, we love because He first loved us. To receive that from Him, to look at the act of the cross and to see what Christ and the Father have accomplished in that out of their great love for you. There's nothing that you can do. Nothing that you can do to cause Him to love you any less or to make you love Him any more. He just does because He just is love. Amen? Let's pray. The Father, thank You for even the privilege of being able to call You Father, Abba, Daddy. Thank You for the incredible joy of knowing that You didn't just want us, You didn't want us to have a relationship where we saw You as someone we were a slave to. You wanted us to know a relationship where we are Your sons. We are Your daughters. You are our Papa. And we can come to You in all of our brokenness, Lord, and let You love it. Let You love us right where we are. Let You heal our broken hearts. Let You set us free with Your love. Thank You for expressing that on the cross. Jesus, thank You for coming. Thank You for coming for us. Thank You for ransoming us and reconciling us to our Papa. Lord, we need You to reveal to us personally how You feel about us. We sing songs about it. We read about it. We talk about Scripture that tells us You love us. But Lord, we need it to move from our intellect to a place deep in our hearts that You love us anyway. Thank You for revealing Yourself to John, and thank You for revealing Yourself to us. Fill us with Your love so that we might love others in the name of Jesus. And in His name we pray. Amen.